There is a story about a synagogue that held an old gabbai, shamash, in the synagogue. Gabbai or shamash is a person who is like an administrator who's taking care of all of the technical things in the place. So this old gabbai was working there for many, many years, his whole life. He was assisting the synagogue. And he had this chair that he was sitting in for all of this time. This was like his place in the synagogue. And that chair had net bottom. The seat was made out of net. And this chair was also very dated. And this net ripped and he fell right through it onto the floor. So when that happened, he was in panic. He came to the rabbi of the synagogue asking, what could it mean? It must be a sign from heaven that something is wrong, because why else would I fall through my chair that I was sitting on for all these years? So the rabbi says, yes, and I will explain the meaning of what happened. Our Torah portion, says the rabbi, speaks about our forefather Jacob, who was traveling. And as he was walking from one place to another, it became very late and he needed to sleep, but there was no place to lie down. It was all bare land with stones. So the least what he can do, he created himself a pillow, little stones that he put under his head. So his head should be at least a little bit higher than the rest of his body, the shoulders. So he had this little pillow made out of stones. Obviously, it wasn't that soft, but it was better than nothing. When he woke up, the Torah says, he had one solid stone under his head instead of all of the small stones that were piled next to each other. And the Medrash is saying that since Jacob was such a righteous person, he was a tzaddik, the stones were fighting between each other to have the merit of being under his head. And because these stones were pushing towards each other and fighting with each other, God made a miracle and God said, you know what? Don't fight. I will make you all into one stone. So they all became one stone. And that's why when he woke up, there was one solid rock under his head. So the rabbi is telling this gabbai, the shamash, that look, your chair, it was made out of a net and there were so many holes in this chair because net has holes. So just like pebbles under Jacob's head were fighting with each other to have the merit of being directly under Jacob, under Yaakov, the little holes in the net of your chair were also fighting with each other to be directly under you. They were fighting and fighting and fighting because they wanted to have the merit of you sitting on them. And God said, okay, don't fight with each other. I'll make a miracle. And all of these holes became one big hole, and that's why you fell through. So it says that Jacob went to sleep. When he went to sleep, he did not know, he did not realize, but this was a holy place. This was a place of the temple, where in the future, the temple will be in Jerusalem. But when he went to sleep there, he obviously didn't realize that. He just went to sleep in the place where he ended up in when the sun was setting. So while he was sleeping, he saw a dream. And in this dream, there is a ladder, and angels are going up this ladder and down this ladder. And this was his dream. So I right away want to ask you a question. Angels usually are perceived as heavenly creatures. They live up there in heaven. So if angels are traveling, they should be first going down and then going back up. But the Torah is telling us that they were first going up and then they were going down. What sense does it make? There is a story about one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes. When he was a child, he was learning with his teacher and he was always asking a lot of interesting questions. So here, when they came to this passage, the teacher was expecting him to ask this very question. How is it possible? So he didn't ask the question. So the teacher was wondering, why didn't you ask the question? Isn't it strange that angels are first going up and then going down? So he answered, why should it be strange? It's a dream. In dream, a lot of weird things happen. If it would be a reality, I would understand. But it's a dream. But even dreams even dreams which are described in the Torah have a lot of significance, and every detail of the Torah has significance. So why is it that angels were going up first and then going down? So Chassidus is telling us that every person has his spiritual source, his spiritual root. I am the way I am because my spiritual source made me the way I am. Sorry, that's just who you have to deal with right now. That's me. And you are the way you are because you have a spiritual source that made you be with these specific talents, these specific strong points, and these disadvantages. That's your spiritual source. And the problem is, though, that while our spiritual source is a certain way, we down here don't always live up to the potential of our spiritual source. Very often, we are given a lot of spiritual potential, and we are not utilizing it. And that's why our prototype is not matching to what we are. Our spiritual prototype gave us an opportunity, an energy, a potential to do X amount of mitzvahs, and we don't do this amount. Our spiritual prototype has enabled us to be on a certain spiritual level, and we did not reach this level. Or at least we did not reach it yet. So we are not living up to our spiritual potential. And that's why usually the way we look down here is different, is less than the way we look up there. And there is an obvious change between what we should be and what we are. But if somebody is a righteous person, if somebody is a tzaddik, then he is living up to his full potential. That's the definition of a tzaddik. So if he is living up to his potential, then there's no difference. So the angels that were looking at Jacob, at our forefather Yaakov, were shocked to see that among all the people in the world that they are observing, everybody has a difference between their spiritual potential, their spiritual source, and what they are representing down here. And with Jacob, it's not the case. So they were surprised. So they came to take a look at Jacob and see, wow, this is who he is down here. Something has to be wrong. Maybe we did not see his spiritual potential fully. Maybe there is something in his spiritual potential that he did not justify. So they are going up to see what his spiritual potential is. And then they see, no. Doesn't seem like we missed anything. So they are going back down to see what he is. Yeah, looks like he's living up to it. It's just like you are comparing two items and you keep looking back and forth, one and another, and one and another, and one and another. So this is what angels were doing. That's why they were traveling up and down to compare Jacob down here and Jacob up there. So there is Velvel Bilinski down here. You see him right now. And then there is Velvel Bilinski up there. You don't see him right now. And I don't see him right now either, but at least I have an idea of what he is. So I cannot see your spiritual potential, your spiritual prototype, and I cannot see your spiritual prototype, but I could have an idea of what my spiritual prototype is. So same thing is for you. You probably have an idea of what your spiritual potential is, just like you are thinking about your spiritual potential in physical activities. I'm right now able to do this and this and this, but maybe if I'll work hard, I'll be able to reach X. If I'll be using my potential fully, that's what I'll do. Obviously, we all have plenty of excuses why we are not reaching our physical potential fully. We have plenty of excuses why we are not exercising as much as we should, and we are not keeping ourselves in the shape that we should, and there's no shortage of these excuses. Same thing with our financial potential. We could say, you know what, if I would be working harder, I would be able to do this and this. If I would be a little bit more creative, I would be able to come up with a solution here. If I would hire another couple people, not be afraid of more expenses, probably I would be able to achieve this and this and this. If I would do better with my work, I would be able to achieve this and this. So we all have our physical potential, our financial potential, our intellectual potential. If I would put myself to it, I might be able to learn a couple more languages. We also have our spiritual potential. And just like with exercise, with business, with studying things, we need to put ourselves to it. And once we put ourselves to it, we are getting closer to our spiritual root, to our spiritual self. So my goal is to be closer to that. I don't have a goal to be like Gene, because as much as I would want to be like Gene, I will never be like Gene. My goal is not to be like Alex, because with all of my efforts, I will never be Alex. Alex, too cool for me to be like him. And same as Gene. There was a famous Hasidic rabbi. His name was Reb Zusha, and he lived in the city of Anipoli. So he was known as Reb Zusha of Anipoli. And he was saying, when I will reach 120, when I will go up there and I will be judged by the heavenly court, nobody is going to ask me, why weren't you like King David? Look, King David did this and this and this, and you didn't do even half of it. I will tell them, listen, do you know why I was not like King David? Because I'm not King David. Nobody's going to ask me, why weren't you like Moses? They'll tell me, look, Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, learned so much Torah. He was so bright, so brilliant, so righteous, so great. They'll ask me, why weren't you like Moses, like Moshe Rabbeinu? He will say, you know why I was not like Moshe Rabbeinu? Because I was not born like Moshe Rabbeinu. I was not born to be Moshe Rabbeinu. They'll ask me, why weren't you like this neighbor of yours or like this friend of yours? I will tell them, well, I'm not like this neighbor and I'm not like this friend. If they'll be asking me about why weren't you like all other people, I will have a very good answer, says Reb Zusha of Anipoli. I will not have an answer at all if they will ask me, why weren't you like Zusha? Why weren't you doing what Zusha was supposed to be doing? And that is the question that I will never have any answer to. So Zusha of Anipoli was saying, my goal is to reach biggest Zusha's potential. I should not be comparing myself to other people because they all have a different potential than me. Maybe bigger in some areas, maybe smaller in other areas, but I should always compare me to my potential, to my spiritual self. Because if I will be asked up there, why didn't you reach your spiritual potential? I will not have an answer. So we all need to try for exactly that.